Praise the Lord. Brother Freedom and I are here on this Tuesday afternoon, and he just opened the Word of God, and it's just come alive. Oh, the Word of God's so wonderful. It's glorious. We're going to turn him loose because I believe the Holy Ghost is about to move upon him in a wonderful way. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. What would we do without your Word, your glorious Word? What would we do without your Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Lord, we just thank you. You have sent the most wonderful gifts of all. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Come see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you. We love you. We thank you for this special day. I thank you, Lord, for touching my body, helping me this day. Lord, I know every day is getting harder and harder in the natural to make it. I need your supernatural power to offset what I'm feeling. Father, I just pray that you touch this day. Make my words be clear to the hearers. Not be able to speak one word that they cannot understand it. Father, I just pray that you move mighty on the behalf of the hearts that are out there. Your word says, that your hearts is made perfect toward you. Father, I just pray that this day. I pray that everybody that's listening, your heart will be turned to the Lord thy God. Because this message, I believe, is there's no place that we can hide from God. I was reading that he knows all the secret places. He knows everything, and we cannot hide from him. You might as well do it in the open because he sees it secretly too. The Lord's real. He's very faithful. Lord, you hear the hearts of your people this day. Father, I pray that you'll speak to the hearts of your people in a very special way. Set them free. Give them faith that they might live by your wonderful promises. Give them strength that they might be obedient to your words, your voice. They would not want to hide any wrongdoing, but they would be open. They would be out doing good things. Father, we just praise you this day. We thank you this day. We exalt you this day because you're real. I was just thinking about a church last night. They're getting in their fellowship. I see a few that's different fivefold ministry. But see, that's where the worldwide church has no thought, no interest, no comprehension about the fivefold ministry. When you say, what are you talking about fivefold? Well, I'm talking about what it says in Ephesians. The prophet, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. And there's also the helps that go with it. Helps can be a lot of different things. They can motivate. Just having a part of the Holy Ghost can make you more than conquerors over any area. 30 years ago, I didn't have any real call in my life. But the Lord came down in a very special way. And where he taught me, I knew exactly. If he had been off, I'd known it. And he wasn't off enough. Because I knew what the product that he was talking about. But he knew a million times more than I did. He was just that so wonderful. But here in Jeremiah it says, I am God at hand, saith the Lord, and not I afar off. Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, I do fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. He goes down and talks about his prophecies. He says, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesies lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. And see, that's what started all this troubles. These people was out of sync, was there. But when they seen these little youngster prophetettes trying to move through the Spirit in the flesh, you could tell the message was off. And I can see why these men says, we don't want it. But that's what they didn't want. They was just out of the will of God. They just looking for any excuse to deal with the Holy Spirit. Just like the book of Jude says, in that days they will come out and say these things. And if we don't have the Spirit of God, we'll own up to it and say, okay, I buy that. No, but you can't. We can't be deceived. God's got his purpose for us. And that purpose that we might live above reproach at all times. That God wanted the church so impacted by his glory, in a church 50 to 1,000, 2,000 would make any difference. But the Spirit of God would move in different areas by different individuals. They'd have the gift of healing. They'd have the gift of wisdom. They'd have the tongues and interpretations. They'd have the gift of prophecy. all these wonderful gifts that God gives could be in operation in the household of God. It's like me going out and trying to work on a piece of equipment, and I left all my tools home. Now, wouldn't that be a laughing stock? Well, I mean, wouldn't that look, Lord, I'd have to tell a man, I know what's wrong with it, but I can't work on it because I haven't got a tool. That's no excuse. You have to have the right tools for the job. See what we're seeing in church a lot of times, because a person is good, has the gift of interpretation, say, then someone comes up, wants to be healed, and he thinks he's got the gift of healing. No, we don't. Yes, you can sometimes move in them by the Spirit, but they're not a gift. They're a different gift. The gifts are without repentance. A pastor, this Holy Ghost called, he's going to hear from heaven. He's going to feed his flock. He's going to walk in uprightness for God. He's going to lay aside all the weights and sins. So he's beset many of God's people that are walking in the natural. When you walk in the natural, there's these little weights just collect. It's like a magnetism. They stick on us. We have to keep getting rid of them. The Spirit of God keeps us in a cleanness of heart. And those wrong particles that's in the atmosphere do not detach to us because they can't find a home. This is what's right. Spirit don't find no home there. He may not possess you, but he sure oppresses you. And by the oppression, the occupant, Steve owns it. If he's in a service someplace, he's not going to move by the Spirit. It's going to be by the evil one. The Bible said that God is not slack concerning his promises. God's never made a mistake, never one. He don't make mistakes. Me, are the ones that make mistakes. And the big mistake is when we don't have to tell God, I can't do it. And then God, that's the biggest mistake. When you submit and say, Lord, I yield myself to you. I yield the gift that you got me. I want to work only as you desire to me to work. I want to be led totally by your Spirit. Well, see, that gets rid of a lot of baggage. These people have never been prayed through. They're just starting in there, would be disqualified. And that person had the gift of discernment. He'd have to say, hey, church, you're out of order. That's not from the Spirit of God. And that stopped it right there. They'd have been ashamed. They shouldn't be ashamed. They should be ashamed to be out of order. It's God's church. You're out of order with God, not man. The man's it there to be moved on, maybe by words or not, whatever it is. But the actual one is we're hurting as God, our Heavenly Father. He set forth Jesus Christ to be the head of the church, and we are his people. We don't know no other. We shouldn't. If we know some other, then there's mixed feelings inside of us. But as mixed, there's problems. There's confusion. Confusion is mixed things. Know what? Confusion? You don't know. You're unsettled. And that's what the church is unsettled this hour. They don't know how to stay in and seek God to have a pure message. I used to hear this years ago. It's pure. It's from God. When it's not pure, I knew a sister Eva. She said, when it's not pure, you got to stay away from it. It attacks it, and it starts to get a little bit in there until you grow from that, and it sticks to you. We got to shun those particles of the atmosphere that's governed by the enemy. He's the principality of the air, and he controls the airway, and so as you as a child of God, you got to realize that your temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to treat it as such. It's God's temple, not your temple, and you expose yourself when you get in the flesh to the particles of sin, the principality of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. The Bible says in times past how we've been there. We've all been there, but we're saved. God set us free. Totally erased that. We're a new creation. God the Father. God came to give us an inheritance that fades not away. You tell me how that God can give you an inheritance that fades not away if you're not in the Spirit. Because God doesn't do it that way. He works through Spirit. Because what's not Spirit is the enemy is flesh. He's flesh, flesh, flesh. Everything he touches is flesh. The Lord is everything good. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love, the love of God. And the Bible says, where there's fear, there's torment. There's every evil work. The church is full of fear. You can see it. The fearful, the unbelieving, the whoremongers, sorcerers, and all adulterers, and all liars shall have the part of the lake of fire, which is the second death. The Bible says, we like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. And truly, when we lose the shepherdness, Jesus is our shepherd, and we lose that connection. It's through Jesus only, through his leadership, we're going to be out there shepherdless, and we're going to be taken over as a lamb. Because a lamb hasn't got the defensive mechanism to fight off wolves, coyotes, all those things that are bad. That's what we are. We don't have a defense system that will combat the evilness. What we was once bound with, we cannot go back around it, because you can't, that's why you can't go back in your old pathway. You're going to get zapped yourself. You've got to leave alone. Your structure is not that of the world. Our structure is God motivated us for the correction in our heart, our minds, our mouth, our eyes, our ears. We don't see no evil. We don't speak no evil. We don't hear no evil. Bible said the pathway of the just is shining light. That shines more and more to that most perfect day. If we don't have the fivefold ministry working in our churches, we're going to lose that. Because God authorized those to be in the church as special, that the church would be one and holy in God's sight. It's like me. I work for Caterpillar. It'd be like me running out here and saying, honestly, the final drive, they don't need putting gears in or nothing. Just leave it there. I'm leaving things out. That's what we're doing. We leave this out. Oh, the Holy Spirit, let's leave it out. It's okay. We still got church. We got church. You know, we can say it's His, but we just don't have to mind Him. But your vision is getting already distorted. You're not knowing and you're not seeing what God wants you to see, because if you see what He sees, it's going to be a fall for you very soon. You're in blindness at this time. That's why you're not seeing it. And you need to pray through to those blindness comes off of your eyes, the scales off of your life. This is going out throughout the world. If there's scales on your eyes right now, you seek God. You pray through and say, Lord, take away, remove those scales off my eyes, that I might see clearly, that I'd hear from heaven, that I would do your will. Lord, that my cup would run over once again. If your cup cannot run over, you'll get the pollution of sin. That weight of hatred, that weight of envy, that weight of strife, that weight of jealousy, of division, all the things that come in, and goes, the list goes down all along. Malice. Bible says we need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Only way that we can have that quick to hear is by the Spirit of God. We need to be endued with the Holy Ghost as our number one priority. And you do it as taking Jesus in your heart, and Jesus is the one that baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. If you take Jesus and say, Lord, I want you, I want what you have, then Jesus will baptize you with His presence, with His seal of approval in your life. He'll bless you. But the churches have been trying what you call winging it. It's not even history. I went to this church. It was terrible. I didn't think a person could lie that much about the Word. And he was preaching all backwards what it was. It was all, that's just a fable that was back there. That's what he was preaching. The book of Acts is not even for us anyway. You know, it's just a sort of a history deal, but it was back then when the disciples weren't very much anyway. The disciples were a great thing because they had Jesus. They was close to Jesus. And we as God's people need to stay close to Jesus all the time. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us, He that's world. I can do all things through my Christ, my Jesus, who strengthens me. But you try to do this in yourself. I talked to these people, and they didn't like you in a way. They cannot figure. They got to figure it out in the mind. And you don't figure the Lord out in your mind. You accept it as fact. I don't know nothing, so I accept it. I want it all. Lord told me I had a pig one time, because pigs eat more than they need. But the Lord said that's good. That was. But I couldn't get enough. Come a shinamokuma sinamo till I had this stroke I can overdose the Lord so easy, so great. If you don't know what overdosing, you can overdose the Holy Ghost and have a blessing. You can be the thrill from heaven. Your eyes can be moved upon and you'll start seeing great things. You'll start moving through the Spirit. You'll not walk alone because God will send, if need be, angels around you to bear you up in your hands. You can rely on the Word. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. It says, call unto me, and I'll answer me, and I'll show you great and mighty things. But if you think that you can make it to heaven any other way but God's way, I've read this book over and over and over and over and over. I don't see no way. We got to submit to the Word. God has a witness of this Word. You say, I'm alone. Well, that's all right. That's the Word. The Spirit will meet you. I turned to Peter. I'm going to say it and just read this. It says, nevertheless, we according to His promise look for a new heaven and new earth where dwells righteousness. That's right. That's coming up. That's right. Wherefore, beloved, all you out there that say you are the beloved, well, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these such things, be ye diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless. That's quite a load there. It takes the Spirit of God to enable us. I think everybody has a hard load without the Lord. The thing that makes you better is what you seek God. If you sit back and do nothing, nothing's going to get to you. My daughter calls me at night. She says, what you doing? I say, nothing. I do that to her all the time. But I think there's a lot of people that do nothing. You're going to miss heaven. God wants you to be a doer, not nothing. He wants you to be somebody, not nothing. He wants you to have your name written down in the book of life, not nothing. He wants you to have the power, not nothing. He wants you to have the grace, not nothing. He wants you to have that love, the gift of prophecy, the gift of these things, but not nothing. There's so many nothings out there because you've never even expanded. You're just sitting there doing nothing. And nothing will take you no place. And one day you'll not be in nothing because you're going to be in everlasting torment. It's a terrible place that's sent for these nothings. I've seen a lot of people say, it's your life. It's not just right now. It's what's going to happen when this life stops breathing. What am I going to do when I stand before the Lord and says, look at that. That's what you did. I said, yeah, I know I'm guilty. Because we will. There's no way that a human being, even Adolf Hitler, would have to say, yes, God is awesome. He made us. And I'll guarantee I'll be the worst soul that's ever been. Hell's going to say, Lord, I wish I'd never went this way. This is terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. We as God's people need to straighten up this day and not to be nothing workers no more. Well, we need to be engaging ourselves into some kind of a conversation with Him. If it has to start out, just read the Word. If you abide in me, my word's abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done. That means God's going to hear you. He's going to hear you. He's going to satisfy your desire. But see, our desire is not living for God. Our desire is just doing nothing. There's so many nothings out here. They're doing nothing. The Lord just showed. There's nothings. They're not really bad people. They don't do nothing. And they're not too concerned about what's going to happen in the United States. They're nothing. But that nothing is going to bring us down to a devil's hell. We got to get rid of that. The enemy give us that nothing. He says you got nothing to live for. Yes, you tell him, butt off. You got all the world to live for. You need to get rid of that nothing and forsake it. Put it in the sea of forgetfulness. That nothing, I don't want nothing no longer. I want all of God. I want an overdose. I want an overflow. I want to have the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then joy is not nothing. It's my supernatural power. Then the supernatural power is over. And that nothing will dissolve your joy if you're not careful. You've got to connect and keep connecting to God daily. Because that nothing doing nothing. You sit back a week and do nothing, you're backslid almost. You're way, way. Well, I'm speaking to a bunch of people today. You need to reinstate today. Get that nothing out of your heart. Your heart has to be, that's the Satan there. He's filling you, letting you think you have something when you have nothing. Says that right in Revelation. We think we have something when we have nothing. Because I say, I am rich, increased with good. This is Revelation 3 and 17. Because thou sayest, you might be saying out this day these words, I'm okay. I'll tell you what, you need to examine yourself daily for a growth, because there may be some Bermuda grass growing in your lawn. You need to get it out. You need to have a pure pathway that leads to heaven. No debris, nothing in it. And you're doing nothing. All the briars are growing up. Everything's just growing. Your lane is plugged up. It's plugged up. And God wants to get it open. Jacob had to go clean out those wells. You need to clean out your well to heaven. You need to seek God that you'll have a landfall of blessing. A great artesian well shining in you. But that nothing will get away from you. Nothing has to leave in the name of Jesus. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. I knew that nothing. And knowest thou that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich with white raiment. Thou mayest be rich, not nothing. Thou mayest be clothed, that thy shame of the nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes, the eyes salve, that thou mayest see it. God wants you to see, dearly beloved. I love you out there. God wants you to open your eyes. This day, you pray that God will give you a vision, open your eyes. Get rid of that nothing. It's everything that's either God or nothing. All this sin's nothing. You can have the old world, it's nothing. You hear me what I'm saying? Now we're getting down towards narrow enough. You have the whole world, it's nothing. You got, Lord, you got everything. You got abundance. You got that old world, you nothing. You think I'm having a good time, it's only going to be a moment, and then you're going to say, oh, I'm in bad shape. That's like the man that, I've been there myself. You never had pain. You thought that time, you thought, well, I'm getting on pretty good. I don't have to do nothing about it. But you get pain, you got something going. And taking away the nothing is filled with pain. So now you can't say I got nothing, I got pain. After the church, pretty soon that nothing, you're going to start having pain. You're going to be despondent. You're going to feel terrible. It's going to bother you just more and more and more until it comes. God's going to deal with you day by day to let him fill that void in your life. Where that nothing's been. He needs to take it, cast it out from you. Seek God that he might fill you with an overing power from heaven. The Hamashita, the glory of God, that you might receive power. Hamashita, the glory, that you be endowed with the Holy Ghost, that you be full of a power that will saturate you. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, that you'll stay full of God within you till he comes back. You'll be equipped for what you're facing. You're not equipped because of nothing will take you away. And I think that's what happened most of the people that have known me. They went into nothing and they have nothing. But if they'll reinstate this day, God's going to fill them, thrill you. God's word takes you on fire. Made to be on fire this day. You need to be alive. You need to have victory. You need to have the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my power. He's my Savior. He's my friend. Lord, I do praise you, and I thank you to say, I thank you for the miracle of life itself. I thank you it's real. I'm going to say one little thing I wasn't going to say, but I am going to say it. If a person misses heaven, they'll wish they'd never been born. It's that bad. It's a terrible place. I don't like to talk to people that way, but I mean, you need to know that we're facing that time. The Bible says, I'm knowing the time. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. We need to awaken ourselves. We need to shake ourselves. We need to do whatever it takes. We need to be vigilant. Our minds must be set on a mindset on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, that we have a zeal after God that we have a witness in our heart that I'm taking care of all of my bases in my life. There's nothing that I have out there that hasn't been occupied by a blessing. I don't want nothing in any place. I want to be full of God. I want to be full of His promise. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want to have Jesus in my heart. My day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing on your people this day. Strengthen them. Uphold them. Let them know the love of Jesus Christ is very special. Jesus, you died that we might be saved, that we might have as a sacrifice, that our lives would live such a way that we could, a spiritual sacrifice. We're to live that way. We're to live above reproach. I believe that we're to live in the highest order that we can. And that's why we got to get rid of nothing, that we might be something for this day. Father, we just thank you this day. We praise you that you're real. And Father, let the enemy have nothing because he has got all, he's going to lose everything. Father, we know your people don't need to lose no longer. They need to be winners. Lord, I pray that you'll bless every heart and everyone this day in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. You purify them, strengthen them this day, and bless in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. That message touched my heart. God bless you all.